Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday, too many Palestinians have died. Dr. Tom Podikar with the International Red Cross is working at a hospital in southern Gaza.
I've been to Gaza many times in the past, and I have, you know, it is never... This is far, far worse. It's a completely different stratosphere.
The Israeli military says Hamas is using hospitals as bases of operation. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation honors Veterans Day. A new study found the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by 20%. And experts say there are more than 6.5 million people in the U.S. who have conditions similar to those that were studied. An Austin, Texas police officer was shot and killed. Another was hurt. And the shooting early this morning led to a SWAT response and calls for nearby residents to evacuate. This is ABC News. Growing concern about a potential volcanic eruption in Iceland, where civil defense authorities declared a state of emergency and the aviation alert's been raised to orange. A major eruption in Iceland in 2010 forced the cancellation of over 100,000 flights. Son of a prominent Hollywood executive was arrested on suspicion of murder after the gruesome discovery of body parts in a dumpster this week in Southern California. ABC's Mola Lange has details.
Basically just a torso, a female torso.
The lead investigator on the case telling ABC News that torso remains unidentified, but authorities have accused 35-year-old Samuel Haskell of murder. And they say that Haskell's wife, May, along with her parents, who live in the same house as the couple, are all missing.
A new twist in the ongoing federal corruption investigation into New York City Mayor Eric Adams and his 2021 campaign. The FBI confiscated his electronic devices earlier this week. Mayor tells ABC he is cooperating with the probe. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Pet Wants Green Bay takes time out to salute America's military working dogs. Canines have served in the military for over 100 years, and they still serve today. Never forget the brave sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. For more information and ways to support military service dogs, go online and search Military Canine Care. This message from Pet Wants Green Bay. For the freshest, most natural pet food and free delivery throughout Wisconsin, visit PetWantsGreenBay.com. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attend.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A Wisconsin grand jury has indicted a Connecticut man accused of scamming older Wisconsinites. Consumer watchdogs have some tips to avoid being ripped off. Here's Mike Moan.
Matthew Ramos Soto of Hartford is accused of stealing $200,000 from Wisconsin seniors last year. The scam was to call the victims, falsely claim to be representing one of their younger relatives who had been arrested, and that bail money was needed. The Better Business Bureau's Kristen Johnson says disengaging right away can help people avoid this kind of scam.
Put down the phone, hang it up, and call your grandchild. Do not call the number on your caller ID because scammers can spoof caller IDs. They can spoof names and numbers. Actually call that grandchild and say, did you really just call me? Are you really in trouble?
Other ways people can remain vigilant are to ask questions of the scammer that only a family member can answer, and to not wire money if there is any doubt about the call. Johnson urges anyone who's been a victim to report it on the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. Ramos Soto faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison if convicted. Though older adults are some of the more likely targets for scams like this, they're not the most susceptible to them, with experts pointing to vulnerability among those ages 18 to 24. Still, Johnson notes there are big concerns about the impact on older populations.
So while older adults were less likely to fall for scams when targeted, when they did fall for them, they lost a lot more money than someone ages 18 to 24.
Around 74% of adults age 55 and older are susceptible. In 2022, this population lost around $350 on average per scam. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 41, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here is today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Excuse the voice. I know I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm sick or just, I did a slew of shows over the weekend, and then I've been doing podcasts since with Miles. We've been doing our Bellied Up podcast, Miles Montplaisir, the You Betcha guy, who is also our guest on today's Cripescast. Miles and I have another podcast together, the Bellied Up podcast. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a while know that. Those of you who don't. Now you know. I'm sitting in a hotel in Fargo right now. Oh, Fargo is beautiful this time of the year, folks. I tell you what. Jeez Louise. It hasn't quite snowed here yet, so it doesn't quite look like a moon landing, but a little pre-moon landing Fargo. What else do we got cooking? Oh, I was on tour this past weekend in Burnsville, Minnesota. Boy, oh boy, we had six shows. Six shows there. I cannot thank you guys enough for coming out and seeing me. I felt like a lot of the shows were really good. I'm really working out this new hour and finding what hits and what doesn't. So when you have six shows right back to back to back to back, really helps you do that. So, man, I had a lot of fun. Really did. Thank you, Burnsville. Coming up this week, I guess Marshfield. I'm going to go see you, Houghton, up in the UP of Michigan. That'll be fun. And then Fish Creek, baby, the thumb of Wisconsin. I'll be there on Sunday. All right. With that, folks, here is my conversation with my very good pal, Miles Montplaisir. Miles, the You Betcha guy, the co-host of the Bellied Up. Miles, my buddy. Here we go. All right, here I am with one of my very, very, very dear friends, Miles Montplaisir, the You Betcha guy. He's been on the podcast a few times. Mm-hmm. I think you've been on the Cripescast the most of any other guest,
Miles. That adds up. We get together and podcast every eight, nine weeks.
So. Yeah, which we do for folks who don't know for the Bellied Up podcast. Miles, give the spiel of the Bellied Up podcast for people who might want to see us on, you know, our own podcast.
Yeah, together. Bellied Up podcast. Basically, Charlie and I go and belly up to a bar. And just like any good bar, we give good advice while we're drinking at the bar.
Yeah. Do you actually think that we give good advice?
Well, there's sometimes where I come to a fork in the road. Charlie.
Yeah.
And one path says give good advice. And then the other side says give bad advice, but it will be funny.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I take the second road.
It is a lot more fun. I try sometimes to actually give good advice, and you take that fork and you stick it in my tires.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You deflate that right away.
I think they call that a yin and yang.
Charlie. Yin and yang. It's nice.
But yeah, thanks for having me back on the podcast.
I think, though, your
audience has got to be pretty sick of us doing this.
No, doing what, Miles? What do you think we're doing right now?
You and I doing the Cripes cast together.
Do you think the audience is thinking, oh, boy, Charlie didn't have another guest. He didn't plan ahead.
If they're followers of you, yes, they should know that by now.
Well, Miles, that's not true. And I want the audience to know that that's not true. By the way, if you're wondering where we're recording, we are recording in Miles's very clean podcast studio.
Home game for me here, an away game for you.
It is an away game. So what you been up to lately, huh? Give people a sense of you're married now, you know. Have you been on the podcast since you got married?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it has been a minute. So it's really a treat to have you
back.
Yeah,
it's been at least a year, don't you think? Yeah, yeah.
All right, Miles.
So I'm still married, by the way.
Good for you. Yeah. I was going to ask. It's going good then.
So far, so good. Still married. Isn't that the goal of marriage, pretty much? Just to stay married?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on top of that, the frosting on top of
the love.
Yeah. And enjoying the marriage and growing your life with somebody and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah. But mostly just stay married, right?
Yeah, something like that. So, Miles, what are the top three tips you have for staying happily married in the Midwest?
Well, I don't know about just the Midwest. I think just in general, though, what I've noticed, really got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
There's some times where, like, you could bring up something, and then you just got to think, like, this is not worth it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, give me one recently
I don't really have an example. It's mostly just, like I've also noticed that the sooner you come to just know that you're going to get scheduled for stuff that you don't really want to do and you just have to do it, that's part of marriage, the easier it's going to go. Stuff will just show up on my calendar of dinner with these people and whatever. And it's just like, oh, just have to accept that and not be like, well, I'm busy or anything like that. You just have to do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Don't make a fight over something that you can stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. That's good. Next.
Oh,
I asked for three.
Okay.
That was one.
Well, one was pick your battles. Two, accept that you're going to have to go to stuff that you don't want to.
Okay. I feel like you're really stretching. I feel like that could have been a bullet point under one, but that's fine. All right. We'll go right to three.
What's the other thing is, I think that marriage is getting a bad rap these days. You know, it's like, I feel like every time I go on social media, it's like, marriage is hard. And I know it's like only been 6 months, but there's not even been close to like, oh, this marriage thing is hard. It's just, I feel like.
Well, that's great.
I know. That's kind of what I mean is if you find the right person, it shouldn't be hard.
Find the right.
But everyone's always like, marriage is so hard. And I don't have kids yet, so that might change.
Yeah.
But that being a parent's hard, not marriage, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it might be ludicrous of me here.
That's a good philosophy.
And Anne may leave me tomorrow, and then I'm like, all this is shot. So if Anne leaves me, I'm going to need to do an emergency Cripes cast with you and just backtrack everything I just said.
An ECC. Yeah. We can do that. We can line that up. How is Anne doing?
She's good.
Yeah? Nice. Great. You know, Miles, it's like pulling teeth on this podcast. What are these one-word answers?
Well, that was kind of a... Yeah, she's been doing great. You know, she's got her stuff and she's been keeping busy. And
Talking. Now that's a response I can work with.
The token interview answer.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on David Letterman right now.
Why do you have to roast me on my own podcast?
That wasn't a roast. David Letterman had a very successful career.
Well, I know, but I mean, you're commenting on the style, the late night style. Funny. You feel like there's an audience right there or something. So you meant that in a good way, then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. Next segment is, does it sink or does it float?
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of fun.
That would be good. Yeah. Nice. Hey,
starting off with Miles's marriage. Does it sink or does it float?
6 months in, still floating. So what made you guys want to redesign the podcast studio?
Well, our first podcast studio was just kind of stuffy. You know, it felt too corporate-y, felt a little too David Letterman. And
I also like how Jared's over here laughing at Jared. Can you please start laughing at my jokes too? Okay. Not just Miles's. Yeah, I'll do that. And when you laugh at Miles's, can you laugh just a little bit off the mic so they think he's getting lots of laughs at me? That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah. It's my podcast.
So yeah, we just kind of threw this together. We got a bunch of random stuff. Yeah, that's a deer I shot there.
Did you, when did you, was that the first deer you shot, Miles?
That was my second deer I ever shot.
Okay, well, that, I'm glad you brought that up. It's deer season now. I've been out once. I went out bow hunting one time. Gun season starts in Wisconsin. Is it this weekend? No, next weekend. But it opened up in Minnesota, and you went.
I went. And I didn't go hunting. I just went and sat in the woods for 15 hours over the weekend and didn't shoot anything. So I don't think I'm technically hunting then. I'm more so just sitting when in nature.
Do you enjoy sitting in nature?
I do for like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Then, you know, because so where we hunt, I got to walk into the woods to my deer stand. Mm-hmm. Right. So we park outside and then I go walk. And of course, it's uphill. And I got all my gear on and I got my backpack, my gun, my snowsuit, and I'm going to my stand. By the time I get there, I'm in a full sweat.
Yeah.
So first then you're like, okay, well now I got to start shedding layers. But then about an hour later, your blood starts to settle a little bit. Then you start getting cold. Then you got to put layers back on. And it's this whole thing of just hot, cold, hot, cold. Then by hour three, you can't feel your toes and you're like, what am I doing out here? I haven't shot anything.
Are you a big snacker in the deer stand?
I'm kind of paranoid a little bit.
Because you'd think the sense of the food you're
eating. If I was like sitting in a heated stand in a field and that whole thing, I would be snacking whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm in close quarters in the woods. It's, in my opinion, it's like a little bit closer to bow hunting that way where like I'm just in the woods. I'm not in an enclosed stand or anything like that. So I get a little paranoid, but you reach a point where you're like, honestly, I'm so hungry and I need some coffee. Do I really care that much if I shoot a deer? I think I'd rather eat.
Yeah. You know, you kind of try to eat a little bit, especially you get yourself nice and full before you go up there. So you're not tempted to do it, but at some point you're going to be like, all right, this is going to throw off the scent. The little rapping noises might, you know, cause a deer to go away, but I'm just going to do it anyway. It's just how it rolls there. Mm-hmm. Did you have any deer hunting thoughts when you were up there? You know, just deer stand thoughts, random things that came into the old noggin, that realizations, anything?
Yeah, I think there's almost stages, right? Like the first stage is this first, like you go through, because I got a range finder.
Yeah.
You start trying to guess how far away trees are.
I was doing that same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks about 40 and it's like 36.
Yeah.
So there's that stage. Then you spend so much time looking at the ground. Once in a while, I like to just look at the sky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you like about looking at the sky there, Mike?
I like watching all the trees sway.
Do you ever think about all the trees that don't fall on you?
Like all the trees ever?
Yeah. It's a
I've never had a tree fall on me.
Well, it happens. A buddy of mine had a tree fall on him.
That's like maybe the worst luck I've ever heard.
It's bad luck, but it's a gratitude practice because you look around at the trees.
Well, then you start getting deep, right? Then you're like thinking like that tree is so old.
I know.
Right? Like a 40-foot high tree has got to be hundreds of years old.
And you think about all the stuff that tree has seen.
All seen, all of the times it's seen me fall asleep in the stand.
Yeah. Did you have your phone out there with you?
I try not to.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, mostly because I'm afraid that I'm going to have my sound on and I'm scrolling on Instagram and then all of a sudden here, hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripes Cast. And I'm like,
you know what? It would be an honor of mine to scare a big old buck away from you.
Yeah.
So then, all right. So you go from looking at the clouds, guessing with the rangefinder, staring at a leaf. What comes next?
And then you get to a point where you're now getting it. I think before there's two more stages. The next stage is, what am I even doing out here? Think of all the other stuff I could be doing instead of just sitting here staring at the leaves. Right. And then the last stage is just, you just get mad.
Yeah.
You're just mad you haven't seen anything or that the right deer hasn't walked through. But I was thinking, Charlie.
Yeah. Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. I appreciate that laugh.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
The fact that we ever do shoot a big buck is kind of a miracle. The chances that the day that you're sitting in that tree, the chances that that perfect buck is walking through, the chance got to be really low. Because they travel all over the place.
They're wanderers.
The weather's got to be right. Like all that stuff.
Can't have too much wind.
So really, it's kind of like baseball. You should only bat 300. You shouldn't be batting 1,000 when you're out there.
If you are, people are starting to wonder, are you baiting them?
Are you doing
some weird stuff?
Chaining them to a tree and waiting until you go out there?
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
That doesn't actually happen.
Are you sure that's not how you got that one right there? Did you buy that from a farm? And
I think legal advice would tell me to stop talking now.
Plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Tell us about your first buck. Miles.
Oh, it's a great story.
Yeah. How old were you?
Is it not embarrassing? I mean, I was like pretty young. I don't know, like 13.
Yeah. Gun hunting, bow hunting.
Gun hunting.
Okay.
I don't really bow hunt, mostly because my dad didn't bow hunt. So I just never did it growing up.
Yeah.
So I went hunting and I was actually in the stand with my dad and this little spike buck came walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all sorts of jittery, you know, the old buck fever. Your heart starts beating. You're shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had a terrible shot.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Where'd you shoot it?
So my first shot, I think it was in its hind leg.
Oh, God.
And then the second shot, it was a gut shot.
Oh, geez.
But we got it on the ground. You know, it didn't suffer for too long there.
Okay.
And then we walk up to it and one of the spikes, the one of the antlers didn't go up. It went like into its ear and like wrapped around the bottom side of the ear.
Weird.
It was really weird.
Did you mount that?
No, God, no.
It would have been kind of funny if you did.
Yeah. And my uncle actually that was 17 years ago. So yeah, I'd been 13 years old. 17 years ago, I shot my first buck. And he saw the photo and I had the classic middle school long swooping hair over the front of the forehead.
The bob.
Embarrassing. Yeah. But I still wear the same like hat that I did back then.
Really?
Every year.
It's
like one that Velcros on the top and the flaps come down and go underneath.
It's your lucky deer hunting hat.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Well, that was nice. And did your dad teach you how to field dress it and everything? Yeah,
lots of heavy breathing, lots of gagging going on. I don't do well with the smells.
Ah,
it's not so much doing it, it's the smells that I don't know. I was not built to work in sanitation, let's just say that.
Got it. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Like I think smells will make me queasy more than seeing something bad.
Well, why don't you get a little nose plugger?
We could. Or we could go hunting together and you can just hold my nose shut while I'm gutting the deer.
That I would be honored to hold your nose shut.
That would be something else.
That would be a little
goofy. You can hold one of the legs too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'd love to hold one of your deer legs. At that point,
I remember too, like one of the first times, like when you're, you know, cutting him open.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's such a weird, you're like, okay, so I'm just gonna grab the deer's nuts.
Yep, that's
the thing. Hold her to the side. You know, it's like, all right, this is, I don't know. It's like Chris Hansen gonna pop out from one of the trees and tell me I'm getting a little too friendly with it or what?
Yeah, it is a weird thing.
But not once you get over it, it's fine. But
yeah, you always think the person's messing with you when they teach you how.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't go, hey, you remember your first buck? It's like, you remember your first buck nuts?
Grab those. Now look for the anus. Oh, good. I'm glad we're diving into this like that, Miles. It's nice. Hey, we got some fan sort of questions here.
Oh, really? And you guys do fan questions?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are they good?
Some of them, yeah, are very good.
How many of them are mean?
None are mean. Don't worry. I took out all the mean ones. What, Miles, was your first impression of me when we first met?
My first impression was, one, this guy needs to get some sleep.
Okay. Why the sleep thing? You brought that up before. Is it the eyes?
Yeah, it's a little bit the eyes.
Under the eyes.
You've been getting more sleep lately, though. I can tell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
It's the nicest thing you said to me. I remember. So you're older than me.
Okay. Here we go.
No, this is like, so you're like 6 years older than me, right?
I'm 36.
Yeah. So you're 6 years older than me. And you, the way you carried yourself the first time we met, I could tell that you were more seasoned than I was. And I felt a little fish out of water.
Oh, you felt a little threatened.
Felt like, okay, I got to be on my game because this guy knows what he's doing here.
Little did you know.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So it was a little bit like, this guy's a comedian. Like, I got to be funny. I got to like hang with him here. I just remember that being not like intimidated, but just like, I got to be on my A game here because this guy knows what he's doing.
Well, that's nice. Thanks for pumping my tires.
Because I remember at this point, I come full circle. We do this now a lot, but I only shot stuff on iPhone at that point. So I didn't even use a camera for any of my videos. And you showed up with a buddy.
Yeah.
And he had a whole rig set up with a camera. He had a gimbal. He was getting side. It was all over the place. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. All right. That was my buddy, Justin Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The School of Ope. That mm-hmm. was it. We shot that in Minneapolis.
You got oped. Start that.
That's a good one. Put that on.
Kind of like punked, but Midwest style.
Midwest style. I like.
Oh, that. Gotcha. It's okay. Actually,
that's not bad.
We could do it. Yeah,
thanks, Jared.
Prank show.
We could
call Oped.
Oped.
It's good. Sell
that. That's not a bad idea.
And all the pranks are like super mild.
Yeah,
like they're not mean at all.
No.
Yeah, you put like green beans in a casserole instead of corn.
Or calling it, I call it casserole and not hot dish. Yeah, I brought 3.2% beer instead of the 4.1. Classic. You thought you were getting drunk, but you're not.
You're just getting bloated.
You just got oped.
All right. The next question is, what was my first impression of you?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I will say this. First time I met you, you got out of the car. I went in for the hand hug. Where you shake the hand, you do the smack on the back. You were not for that. You maintained straight hand. It was an awkward first embrace. It's what I remember. That's what sticks in the dome.
I didn't grow up in a family that did a lot of embracing.
Well, neither did I. So
I think that's just probably part of my nature. Okay. I'm not a good embracer in general.
Okay, so first time meeting, it's just straight handshake.
But I have noticed that I was like that, and so I've tried to be more friendly with embraces.
Yeah, you've tried to give a little the half hug.
You know, if a guy puts his hands out and I like him, you know, just give him the hug.
Oh, there you go.
The big pat on the back.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, that was...
And then it's like, that's always paired with like a... And then like a, good to see you, man.
Cool bar here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice little small talk.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
I have shows coming up in Fargo. Is Miles going to do 5 minute set again?
I don't know, dude.
Why don't you know?
Because it consumes me. Like that 5 minutes, my entire day, I'm worried about it. And then I go up and do it and it's not that good. And I'm like, I just wasted a whole day on this for 5 minutes.
Well, Miles, that's the art of stand up right there.
I know. Honestly, I don't think folks understand how much work actually goes into stand up comedy. And like, how just through working with you and other comedians, the amount of respect I have for comedians is through the roof,
including me.
Yeah, even you, Charlie.
Wow.
Sweet. And But I am glad that I was able to get a peek under the hood with your comedy career to have the self-awareness. Not that like I couldn't do it, but that I just wouldn't be, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's not your thing. You got to be on the road a lot. You got to be
on the road a lot. There's a lot of writing involved. There's a lot of smaller shows bombing, doing all that stuff. And I don't know. I just, not for me.
Got it.
But you never know.
Well, because this leads into the next question. When are you guys going to do Bellied Up?
Yes, last week the Badgers were shorthanded. Still, there were opportunities lost in a disappointing game against Indiana. In the second half, the defense did play much better, as that side of the ball continues to show improvement. Now it's a matter of getting more overall consistency, especially on offense, or it could be getting a bit more healthy today. That would be welcome news, as today's opponent is putting together a much more competitive season than most had expected. And as anyone who has paid attention knows, for more than 30 years, this series has been very, very close. From Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Northwestern Wildcats. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
And welcome into Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. If November is defined as a finishing month, it began the same way that most of the games have begun so far for the Badgers this year, and that is slowly. Wisconsin 0-1 in November, a 20-14 loss at Indiana. Since 2014, Wisconsin is 27-8 in November, and in the interest of positive stats, the Badgers are 42-13 over the same time frame against fellow Big Ten West teams. All three games remaining are against Big Ten West opponents. The next two at home with Northwestern today at 2:30, Nebraska next Saturday night. But as Matt LePay joins me, let's talk about Michigan. Well, I'm only sort of kidding about that. We will talk about Michigan.
Let me put away my cameras first. I'll be right back with you.
Let's talk about this one. And you mentioned in the Produced Open that we might get a little healthier today. Officially, we probably don't know anything yet. But how do you view that, and what can you share with the listeners?
Well, it's questionable as they're officially listed with Tanner Mordecai, Braylon Allen, and Chimray DK. We'll get probably something a little bit more definitive here. Sooner than later, let's put it that way, before kickoff. I'm not, that's kind of a weak tease there. I get it. I think, you know, they have raved about how, you know, Tanner Mordecai has really attacked or assaulted, as I referred to it, a rehab and getting himself. And we're talking, you know, what, 27 days, you know, when he had the broken hand fixed. But he's been, you know, getting some work in. So I think there is some optimism there. The other two, not quite so sure. thus they are all questionable. But we'll see. If they could put it to you this way, Mike, if they could get a guy like Mordecai back, you got the experience there. I thought Braden Lockett has done a nice job. Last week was a tough day for him. I get that. But I think there's some promise in his game. But if you're Tanner Mordecai, to get back out here if he can and help this team today and help himself, as I told you on your show, I mean, this is a multi-layered thing for someone like Mordecai. He's trying to put some stuff on tape for the NFL scouts, but he also wants to do everything he can to help his team, and he can do it in two different ways. His ability, or three really, his leadership, you know, obviously the passing ability, and his ability to hurt defenses with his feet.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get into Coach Fickell's feels here, but I felt like he was the most disappointed last Saturday when that game finished than he has been at any point this season. You've been around him a couple of times since. Can that play into a positive today?
You hope so. This is the, you know, the cliche deal where you find out what you're made of here, and he preaches toughness, and it's, you know, he tells his guys that this is a really rugged sport, and you really find out about yourself now, all the off-season stuff, and this year has not gone the way they had hoped or expected. But I think, you know, today and the rest of this season, they're going to learn a lot about these guys moving forward beyond 2023. So you hope so. They better be ready, because I don't know. I mean, the records tell us there isn't much that separates these teams. Northwestern has been much better than people expected. And as for Wisconsin, you win one more game, you're bowl eligible. But I think beyond that, they're just looking to play better football, especially offensively, Mike, maybe all the way around, but especially offensively, just be more consistent. Let that flash become something that's a little bit more sustained, and we'll see if they can do that here today.
We'll finish in a couple of minutes back on this one today, but I do want to ask you about Tony Petitti's decision as it relates to Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. It's significant. The whole country is talking about it. There was a lot of Big Ten involvement in this. How difficult do you believe Tony Petitti's position was this week before he handed down the 3-game suspension yesterday?
I would think pretty delicate, to put it mildly. I'm surprised, because I've been very skeptical of all this, skeptical/cynical, thinking that, you know, whatever decision they come down with, we'll hear about it in January or February. But I did think if there would be a penalty, it would be a suspension for Harbaugh, and that's what it is. They're trying to get the temporary restraining order, which didn't happen for today, but there's going to be a hearing here soon to try, where Michigan is fighting this, to try to get Harbaugh back on the sideline. This is what's different about this, Mike, is that we're seeing all of this in real time.
Yeah.
Normally, it's well after the fact where a school is determined to be guilty of whatever it is it's guilty of, and then the penalties, you kind of backsell it, where you're taking away wins or whatever, scholarships. This one happening in real time. So this is, you know, Petitti maybe showing a little bit of authority. Michigan fans would have a different term for that. But the bad news with all of this, Mike, for everybody, is that this is a soap opera that's going to keep dragging on and
sure.
on.
Sure, yeah. And one of the things that surprised me, I heard from Brett Bielema earlier this week, is that the other Big Ten coaches mostly have been outspoken. And in traditionally, they would zip it and not talk about this until much later or in private circles. But there's been some outspokenness in his brethren in this conference from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, Brett did a pretty good job of staying out of it. He says, if guilty, it's a bad thing, but they don't play Michigan this year. He made that clear to the media he was talking to down in Champaign. My thing with that is, you know, that's fine if you are going to accuse another program of breaking the rules, but the word of caution is you better make sure your
glass
own
houses.
Yeah, absolutely. Your own house better be clean, because you know that Michigan is going to be looking at you. And so I guess that's the thing that's a little bit interesting. Normally that stuff is done in a more private fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, that you could have the Zoom calls and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's been pretty fascinating. Matter of fact, Manny Diaz, the defensive coordinator at Penn State this week, they had this on social media where he was encouraging the Penn State fans to, you know, show up early, make lots of noise, but he was doing it by giving signals.
Oh, yeah.
So a little bit of a tweet going on there. By the way, Michigan leads at the half at Penn State 14-9. So You got a lot of people getting in their jabs, but be careful because people do punch back.
Yeah. Well, let me bring you back to this one before we move forward, and that is the work that David Braun has done at Northwestern has been impressive. What do you see as one of the keys or a couple of the keys about the matchup on the field today when they kick at 2:35?
Well, you know, we talk about Wisconsin and the health of its quarterback room with Northwestern. Ben Bryant, a transfer from Cincinnati who had two tours at Cincinnati. Luke Fickell obviously coached him. He's considered a game-time decision. He's been out since being hurt in the game against Penn State more than a month ago. The thing about Northwestern, though, Brendan Sullivan is pretty mobile. Jack Lausch comes in kind of a wildcat setting. So you got a couple quarterbacks who can run if it's Sullivan and Lausch. So that, as we know, that has given Wisconsin some trouble this season. On the defensive side, Northwestern, good linebackers. You know, they've hung in there, but they've been really vulnerable against the run. I thought Wisconsin was going to run a little bit more last week. No matter who it is, if it's going to be mostly a Jackson Aker, Cade Iacomelli show, I'm thinking Wisconsin's still going to try to pound it a little bit more. And if Tanner gets in there, he can run it as well. I just see if they can kind of stick to that a little bit more this afternoon.
All right, very good. Matt LaPay on the call. Mark Tauscher will join him. The game will kick just after 2:35. Patrick Herb down on the sidelines. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll hear from Wisconsin's Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh! Hold on, just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Our pregame show continues. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. So many things going on. I don't think on this forum we've talked about the future schedules and the dates now set for Badger football. September 14th, Alabama, a bye, then going to USC. We talked on your show earlier in the week about season tickets. People are excited. I guess I would say, how can you not be when you look at the schedule in 2024?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about it. You know, everything that our program has the potential to be magnetic. And you know, there's a lot of excitement amongst our fan base right now and a lot of support. And for that, I couldn't be more appreciative and grateful. We talked about what that means to have a schedule like the one we do coming up and the kind of opponents we have and the environment that those opponents will face at Camp Randall. And we talked about, you know, the Building Champions campaign and the new indoor, and there's a lot going on, and it all leads to trying to build something special. And I think that's really attractive to everybody involved, to our fans, to our staff, to our coaches, our players, and to future Badgers in the form of recruits that come through our building.
It's hard to believe, and I probably say this every year, we're in the month of November, there are only two home games left. It does go quickly, doesn't it?
It does go quickly. You know, it's that saying, you know, the days are long and the weeks are fast or the months are fast. The season goes by in the blink of an eye, and I think, you know, there's been a lot of progress made, and you know, obviously there's a lot of work to be done, and there's a lot of learning that's taking place right now, and you know, we haven't taken our eye off of the ultimate prize of what we're trying to build here in the long term, and I'm really happy in the approach that we're taking, and we're building it the right way, and that allows me to be confident as we go into the future.
All right, that's Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minutes with Matt, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. When we come back, we'll check on our Badgers in the NFL, and still to come, we'll go visit with Dave Ennett, the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, who just poked his head in. He'll be up in a bit, and Badgers in the NFL is coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey Badger fans, while we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Crystal Farms, farm and family are at the heart of everything we do. It's why we source our dairy from family farms across the Midwest, and why we're proud to have a place on family dinner tables all over the heartland. For any family that cares about giving the best to those close to them and the farmers who help put food on all of our tables, we proudly offer Crystal Farms cheese. Crystal Farms, for farm and family. Learn more at crystalfarmscheese.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Badgers pregame show, a 2:35 kick against Northwestern today at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. Take this moment to thank all of our men and women who have served our country in the military on this Veterans Day. We say thank you to those who have served and also to those who are currently serving. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. In the team's 27-13 win over the Panthers in Week 9, Taylor turned 18 carries into 47 yards, but his biggest impact was through the air, catching five passes for 22 yards, including this touchdown.
Back in, second down eight, Minshew, Taylor, Nelson across, flies a block, will corkscrew in for the touchdown. What a play with blocking the head.
That call courtesy of CBS, Taylor has now reached the end zone once on the ground and once through the air through five active games this season, and he'll look to get another score Sunday when Indy takes on the Patriots in Germany. In Philadelphia, tight end Jake Ferguson had a career night in the Cowboys' 28-23 loss to the Eagles. He caught seven passes for 91 yards and even reached the end zone.
Quick throw, Ferguson is in! Touchdown, Dallas!
That highlight from Fox, Ferguson has now scored a touchdown in back-to-back games, and he has three scores overall in his sophomore campaign with Dallas. In one of the more unconventional storylines in the league this season, former Badgers running back Dare Ogunbowale had to step in to serve as the Texans' place kicker in Week 9 after their starter Kyeemi Fairbairn got hurt, nailing this 29-yard field goal to give them a 33-30 lead in the fourth quarter.
Ogunbowale, seven-year NFL veteran, normally a running back. The field goal attempt is good! Houston leads!
The call courtesy of CBS, Houston won the game 39-37, and Ogunbowale's kick will forever be legendary. Finally, in Pittsburgh, the Steelers were able to take down the Titans 20-16 on Thursday Night Football in Week 9, and linebacker T.J. Watt recorded another sack, raising his season total to 9.5. T.J. is up to 87 career sacks through 95 games. Only his brother J.J. with 87.5 and Reggie White with 105 have more through their first 100 career contests. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Let me give you an update, by the way, on Dare Ogunbowale. The Houston Texans have signed former chief Matt Amendola, so Amendola will kick this weekend, not Dare Ogunbowale, unfortunately. So that's a little bit of what's going on. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. And coming up next, we'll visit with the voice of the Wildcats, Dave Ennett, stopping into our booth. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mike Heller back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. I'll get you a full run around the Big Ten here in our next segment, but I'll give you an update. Michigan leads at Penn State 14-9, 11:40 to play in the third quarter there, and Indiana leads Illinois at the half 27-26. No defense being played in Champaign today. There's no denying the turmoil that surrounded Northwestern football this offseason. Northwestern fired longtime head coach Pat Fitzgerald in early July, 3 days after releasing the results of an investigation into hazing allegations within the program. David Braun has been named the interim coach and has done a very good job. I imagine, Dave Bennett, when you have been on other broadcasts, you have heard that intro over and over and over again this year because it has been the storyline. But let's talk about what this team has done, because under David Braun, they have been more successful this year than I think most thought that they would, especially considering the turmoil that brought into camp.
No question about it, Mike. I mean, I think that this was a team, even before all the upheaval this summer, that was being picked to finish at or near the bottom of the Big Ten West, and they still might, but I think you look at their body of work, and after a rough start on the road at Rutgers to open the season, Rutgers turned out to be an improved team, and that, I guess in retrospect, that doesn't look as bad as it did at the time. But some nice wins over Minnesota and Maryland, some tough losses that they probably should have won against Nebraska and Iowa, and they'd be right there here going into the final couple weeks of Big Ten play. Very much in the picture in the Big Ten West. And look, the way this division is, who knows what can happen to the winner of this game here today. But, I think David's done a great job. These players have played hard. They've made some great strides. They've been a lot better defensively than they were a year ago. And if not for the injury to Ben Bryant, they finally had some consistency at the quarterback position, which they've lacked pretty much with 1 year exception when Peyton Ramsey played since Clayton Thorson hung it up after the 2018 season.
Dave Ennett joins us. He's the voice of Northwestern football. What's your perspective on this incredibly strange Big Ten West? You might have thought I was going to talk about Harbaugh. We might still. But this Big Ten West, it's extraordinarily hard to figure out.
Well, it is. And, I mean, I guess you can look at it as being the cup half empty or half full, or is it half not so good? That might be the way people look at it. I think it's, if you're going to have divisions, and you're not going to have them after this year, but you would certainly want the division to be competitive and go down to November to figure it out. Yeah. And so I guess, has it always been pretty? Certainly not. Do you have an offensive juggernaut in the Big Ten West? Absolutely not. But you do have some teams that have played pretty good defense. Yeah. I think Wisconsin you would put in there. And maybe Wisconsin would be an offensive juggernaut if not for the injuries. But I think you look at the defense played by Iowa. You look at even Illinois at times and the way Northwestern's played on defense at times. So, you know, I think that that's kind of what the Big Ten has always sort of modeled itself on, right, is hard-nosed, rugged teams playing good, solid defense, especially trying to stop the run and to run the football. And, you know, I think that's what you've seen in this division.
Part of what has put Northwestern in a better position than some anticipated, they've only lost one fumble this season.
Yeah.
They're allowing 173 yards.